side of the microphone from the green light to the speed trap. Regarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas! With mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track. Barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain bastards as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Garino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway sign. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
Okay, you can get your face out of the fan now.
You have got two Santa Clauses with you today on Motormouth Radio.
Actually, I'm an elf.
Joe the elf. The Santa elf, it's kind of a mishmash. You kind of have a mashup going there, Joe.
Yeah, it's the Christmas spirit. I need the hat. You got the ears. You know,
right?
Like, yeah, we got that up on the social media stuff there, right?
Here we are. Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show. MotormouthRadio.com.
In the spirit.
Twitter, we are Motormouth Radio. And on Instagram, it is...
Real_MotormouthRadio. Yep.
And there's a picture of us. The two Santa, Elf and Santa, Rasta Santa, that walked
Rasta
into the
Santa
studio.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Check it on Instagram. You can see it in real time, what we're doing today. And we are kind of having some fun. We're just kind of year-ending it, if you will.
Yes, exactly. I like the way you can barely keep a straight face.
Isn't that fun? I know. That's what are you going to do, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have a good time with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so we actually made it to Christmas.
Yeah, here we are. We didn't book a guest. We don't have any, because, you know, people are busy. I know. I've been wall,
oh,
just
it's been
wall
nuts.
To wall.
Yeah.
Busy. So, you know, it's, you know, you don't want to impose on people to come in and do stuff. So.
Sure, yeah. Come in, yeah, you know, talking to a microphone for a little while. Meanwhile, you got Christmas shopping, food shopping.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Trees to you know, decorate. And
well, yeah, we just got a tree. We're
yeah,
kind
I know.
Of way behind.
That was quite the story. That was like one of the movies like, you know, like Arnold Schwarzenegger or Chevy Chase used to make back in the 80s, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, yeah, it's a very hectic time of year.
You know, I'm glad you said that because it is something else. And it's kind of, you know, in our lives, in those Italian families, you know, of course, you can get a hold of us at 516-572-7440. But it's also another time of the year. And I'm going to let Bob Rivers tell us about it. Listen to this, Joe. Richard Simmons.
Put on your seatbelts, everybody. Put on your food belts.
Here we go. I know it's like that in our house.
Oh, no, it's not that time of year again. No, it can't be.
What time is it?
It can't be. Tell me. Pinch me.
Tell us.
Tell me it's not here.
What is it?
It's the most fattening time of the year.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, absolutely.
With that pumpkin pie filling and everyone swilling down eggnog and beer.
Eggnog and beer. Now, there you go. That's something that I don't, you know.
Beer-flavored eggnog or eggnog-flavored beer. Yeah.
Let's go to the phones and say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
Hi, Motormouth. This is Glenn. I wanted to say thank you for that tip on my Camry.
Oh, good. What happened with that, Glenn? Did you have any closure on that?
Well, I actually caught a friend that has a junkyard.
Uh-huh.
Fanny shop. So he's going to give me you're going to separate the piece from the tranny.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, they're out a lot less expensive.
They're all very similar. So, yeah, you know, as long as you get off the correct gear and so forth. Yeah.
That was the neutral safety switch.
Yeah, like a 98 Camry, something like that. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
have a very happy holiday, guys.
Thanks,
thank
man.
You, Glenn.
Appreciate it.
Same to you.
Jingle bells.
All right, man. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
All right, bye bye.
Didn't bring no bells.
I like to. It's great when we have closure on stuff.
I left
like
them out in the reindeer.
Yeah, right. Right.
By the way, we may have to bring the broom and the shovel.
Oh, you need a little cleanup in aisle three.
Yeah, that's it. Well, there's going to be a couple of parking spots. That's definitely not going to be usable for a little bit.
All right. Well, let's see if this parking spot is open when we go back to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths. Caller.
Yo.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning. It's the Bronc. How you guys doing today?
Hey,
happy
Bronc.
Holidays.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Yeah. Oh, it's unbelievable. Yes, I'm still alive. Haven't been in touch for a while.
Right.
And I'm thinking of retiring after, since 1993, being in the media with TV and you guys since 2001. Other things are coming up on Sunday. So this might be my last call for a while.
Wow.
Really?
You got good things in the works? Tell us.
Yeah. Well, I'm going down next week. We're buying a winter resort down around Las Vegas, so we'll be going down there for a couple months in the winter. And then the bad news is I can't ski anymore. My knee literally just fell apart at this point.
When that happens.
Okay.
You know, and then, you know, not to sound like I'm falling apart, but I have a eye issue. I'm losing my eyesight in my right eye now, so I'm going for treatment on that. So I got to back off a little bit, you know, start taking care of me for a change.
Yeah, yeah. No, you do. That's right, because, you know, you're the pod that we're encased in is our most,
it's our most valuable tool.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to
do. There you go.
Yeah, and I just turned 70 2 weeks ago, so it's time to...
God bless. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Close the chapter and start a new one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Bronc, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't know what we're going to do without you.
You know, on Sunday mornings, because it's only 9 o'clock here. You know, so I just want to say thank you so much. It was, 17 years working with you guys?
Jeez,
and,
yeah.
It's just been a fabulous run, and I don't know what I would have done without it. It's just amazing. And you guys are terrific.
Well,
you know,
thanks.
Keeping up with the times, giving a lot of great advice, giving good information to people who really need it. So hopefully keep them from getting ripped off at different shops. And that's what's key in this day and age. You know, being honest and doing a reputable thing. And you guys keep doing it. You're the best.
Thanks, Bronc. Very kind words.
You know, thank you, Bronc. Because, of course, if people don't know the early history of this show, when Chris started it, he had a co-host with him that kind of only did it for a few months and left. And then he was sitting here alone and saying, boy, this is kind of boring. You don't have a caller base yet. You don't have a fan base. And you're talking to yourself. And that's when he reached out to Mikey T to get a hold of you, because you guys all had worked together. And you basically came in and saved his bacon.
Thank you.
That breathed life into
the
show. That's what made Chris stay. And then, of course, you know, Bronc's idea was, hey, let's bring Mikey in with us, because we had a lot of fun on TV. That was quite the setup. And then Mike came in and I followed after that, and and Bronc retired. So you were definitely an integral part of the early parts of this show. Without that involvement, the show would have never lasted. So
thank you, I appreciate that.
And
you just made my day. Another good one.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Absolutely,
Bronc. You guys got to keep going, you know, especially with the high tech and all the different media that you're putting out to, really opening up another world. And with this generation, this millennial generation, not to sound crude or anything, but they're really stupid when it comes to anything that's not related to a telephone. So hopefully you start tuning in on the younger crowd, because they're going to be driving. A car is the second most important and expensive attribute that you buy in your lifetime. You use it 50 plus years. So you should know about it, how not to get ripped off, and you got to keep giving them that information. Very, very important.
We'll keep swinging away, Bronc.
Yeah, we're going
to
try.
So I'm gonna leave
thanks
you with
your
the
inspiration.
Story.
Okay.
What's the difference between snowmen and snow women?
Oh, God.
Gee, I don't know. What is it?
Snowballs.
Oh! All right.
I'll leave you with that thought, but I'll keep in touch from time to time or give a mysterious phone call. And you guys have a great, healthy, and happy new year to all and the family.
Thank you,
right?
Bronc.
So someday I'll be talking to you guys soon. Hang in there, and it's been great.
Thanks,
man. Take care.
All righty. So long.
Wow, a surprise announcement from the Bronc stuff.
Yeah, that's got to make the memorable moments list.
There's only going to be four boroughs now.
Yeah, right? I know. Well, Bronc is right. I've often thought about this. You know, as you age, you change what you do and how you do it. And, there comes a time where you just can't do things you could do before.
Right.
You know, I was helping my daughter move yesterday from an apartment to a cottage, and one of the guys that I talked to earlier says, "Oh, good, so you're there to actually drive the truck and supervise." I said, "Yeah, because that's what the old guy does, right?" Well, no, the old guy lifted and carried all day long.
Cause, yeah, well, we're not completely, in the pasture yet there, right?
No. But, you know, when you look at it, I always look at it, I always go back to, like, when we were in our, say, you know, your late teens or even 20s. You look at the guy, people's parents, our friends' parents, were our age now that we are.
Yeah.
And they weren't doing what we're doing. That's for darn sure. You know, we were, I think every generation is kind of, maybe it's better living through medicine. I don't know.
Better living through chemistry. I like that. Yep. Might as well listen. I mean, you know, you see some of the older TV shows from like the 50s and the 60s, and guys in their 50s and their 60s look like Methuselah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, you know, and yeah, we are old guys, but like, I don't really need to have wheels attached to different parts of my body to like get me around just yet.
You know,
I'm working on it.
What I get a kick out of is I'll just watch a TV show where they have it could be emergency, it could be chips or one of them, and the guy is like they respond to a call and there's the guy on the ground, he's wearing a suit, a tie, and he's half bald, fat, you know, and then like and they give it out to Stetson and the guy's like 42.
Yeah.
Like what?
Are you kidding me? 42?
Oh, geez, to be 42 again. Let's see if we can be 42 on the phones and say, hi, you're out with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, who are you calling old?
Hey, there we go, Mark, what's happening?
What's up, Mark?
Nothing, man, just wanted to wish you guys a happy Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, which I passed already, I guess.
Yeah. We passed Hanukkah,
well,
right?
We refer to it as Christmaka. That way we get everything in.
That definitely works, So anyway, today's project, the old Bronco.
Uh-huh.
I'm having a problem with the four-wheel drive disengaging when you push the button, but c'est la vie. the heater in it is marginal, you know, about 110 or so. And last time it snowed a few months back, I guess a month back, when we got that surprise snowstorm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, the wipers had a rough time because they would just build up, the snow would build up under the wipers.
Shmeen.
And they would kind of stop every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of changing the heater core, which really should be done, I got some Chinese heat tape.
Okay.
And, it's about $30. It's 150 watts, and I got to tell you, it gets hot as the sun almost.
It's like a grid for a rear defroster.
Right.
Yeah. But it's only it's about maybe not even a half inch long, maybe a quarter inch long, maybe a tad bigger. It's in silicone. It's embedded in silicone. It's like a piece of tape.
Right.
Basically, you know, I talked to these guys, and they said just put it on with some heat silicone. High temp silicone,
right?
And I put a piece of duct tape over. That's what I just got done doing right now. I'm not going to wire it up.
And you put that on the inside of the windshield.
It's on the inside, just above the wiper where they sit.
You know, right. There were a couple cars. I think Nissan did that on the SUVs. I saw they put a grid
Subaru
right on
Subaru as well.
Subaru
yes.
too. Yeah. So this way,
really?
If the wipers can't freeze,
yeah,
well they can freeze, but you can unfreeze.
But,
yeah.
You know, the wet snow it kept building up and building up and building up.
Right.
And you know, when you're on a parkway, you can't get out and get rid of it. You know, and the wipers were like, you know, 2-3 inches higher than what they should be, and they,
right.
I felt and it would stop. The wipers would just stop every now and then, like maybe the motor was getting a little warm from doing that. I don't.
Yeah, they get a little tired. You confuse the parking mechanism and whatnot. Yeah, that's a great idea.
So how long is that? Does that come in a roll, or you said it's in fixed lengths?
There were different lengths. I think the one I had was maybe, I don't know, 4 feet.
Okay,
and that went from the right side. On the bottom,
yeah.
All the way, probably at least 3/4 into the other wiper.
Now, what did you say the load rating on that was? What does it draw current-wise?
It probably draws a good 13 amps, if not a wee bit more here and there.
Okay, so what did you do for your power delivery requirements and switch, you know, switch?
Okay, well, what I'm going to do, right, that's I'm up to that point now. If you remember, I'm a ham radio operator.
Right.
And I have, I think it's a number 10, a really heavy line coming from the battery, you know, plus and minus into the truck for that. So I'm just going to tie off onto that line.
Yeah, that should be plenty healthy. 10-gauge wire? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think it's about right.
Mark, here's another idea for you.
Yeah.
Fuse.
Well, a fuse, but mount a single-pole relay. near the battery, 10-gauge to feed the relay. Then you can go with a smaller gauge to the device.
Yeah, to trigger it, yeah.
Just let the relay trigger the load. That's the idea. The relay, the smaller, the bigger current, small current switches the bigger current when you
Ray
activate
loves
the device.
Ray loves relays.
Well, yeah, they make sense.
No, they don't. They do. No, I just had to say, Ray loves relays.
And then you can use any kind of button inside. You can use a lighted toggle, a lighted button switch that takes smaller wires. You know, to go back to the relay.
The relay, the contact's going to do the heavy work. Yes.
Right,
exactly.
Actually, that's what I did when I put the old air horns from the old International Scout.
Exactly.
I stuck them in there, and it runs off a relay, definitely.
Exactly.
You know, but I got like a, I don't know, 2 or 3 35-amp toggle switches.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of you, just because it's so much less work than running the relay.
Okay,
sure.
It's already fused and stuff, and it's I have the stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
So either way should work, but the relay way is definitely probably the better way to go.
Right.
You know, because you're not drawing all that current through all that wire.
Right.
You
know, that's the idea.
Up to a point, anyway. You got to have the current going to the grid. So.
Right. Right.
Anyway, and that's all I wanted to say for now.
That's a great idea because you see that you need a really long handle on your snow brush.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, see that.
Or you need a passenger that's willing to do some, like, Hollywood-type stunt work.
Yep, that's it.
You know what I mean?
That's
just
it.
Get them out there, whatever. Yeah, that's pretty good.
And it comes in all different lengths. This is one of the better manufactured tapes. There's a whole bunch of stuff from China. This one actually looks like it.
Really? China? They make stuff?
They make China. Oh, let me tell you something. They make junk, and they make some halfway decent stuff.
That's right.
And if you look at the pictures of them on eBay, you can tell which
is
the so-so ones and which is the much, much better quality. This one also has a thermostat in it, in the middle
of
it.
Okay. Oh, nice. Once you get it installed, send us a couple pictures.
Yeah, but it's going to look crude.
That's okay. We're crude, too.
But it does work.
Excellent.
Know, it'll keep the snow from, you know, piling up under the wipers and messing things up.
We love it.
Yep.
Good deal, Mark.
Okay, guys. Take care. Have
All right.
Take care. Have
so
a happy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. You know what? We're going to take a break. And along with Mark's Chinese stuff, you know, we buy stuff all the time, and, you know, like you, Joe, the elf, the bearded elf, you got to know where to get things, and I'll tell you right now what the Motormouth Radio consideration for that is on our first lead-out song here at a break, and we'll be back in a minute on 90.3 WHPC.
You look up in the sky on the night before Christmas. There's a big fat guy with a
toy sack. Toy sack, yeah. It's squeezing down through your fireplace Christmas Day.
This show is brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs, with two locations in Uniondale and Carl Place, both within a 5-minute drive of Nassau Community College, and also available with Uber Eats. Jersey Mike's is a sub shop where every slice, every sandwich, and every store provides sustenance and substance. Produce is sliced daily in-house. Bread is baked daily in-house. And the 100% Angus beef roast beef is cooked in-store. Experience the sub difference at Jersey Mike's in Uniondale and Carl Place.
All hit music. For all those songs radio has forgotten about, join me, Big Ed, Mondays from 10 a.m. till noon for the Good Gold Show. We'll bring back all the great hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and more. The sounds of doo-wop to disco, all the Motown, soul, and great rock and roll. We'll even take your requests and dedications to the Good Gold Show.
Music.
On the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC, and streaming on the iHeartRadio app.
See, this is hi-fi, okay? High fidelity. You know what that means? That means this is the highest quality fidelity. Hi-fi. Those are two very important things to have in the stereo system.
Join me, Kim Tracy, on High Fidelity for a mix of music with a focus on newer music and lesser-known artists every Thursday at 2 p.m. on the voice of Nassau Community College 90.3 WHPC and streaming with the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps.
A toy sack, baby.
I'm a what? Merry Christmas.
Toy sack, Santa's toy sack.
Now that's straight from Santa's workshop here at WHPC.
Yeah.
Motormouth Radio, home of your only automotive
obscure Christmas
show.
cover songs.
Well, we're trying. Yeah, we're having a good time here. We're pulling out all the stops. We're
going to just just the library of this stuff. You know that?
Yeah, you know, we got all this stuff hanging around. So this is the time of year to just drag it out and use it. So
yeah, and then we give it a rest till next year.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's kind of like what we did with Bronk.
Yeah, right? Just take them out of the closet when we need them.
Right,
it's like
right.
old Uncle Morty.
Roll them out, dust them off. You know.
Yeah. That absolutely is true. So, you know what Mark was saying with those switches, again, give us a call if you're so inclined, 516-572-7440.
We'll find ways to warm up your windshield.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, look, somebody listened to it. Somebody actually paid attention.
Oh, there we go. So,
Flash.
There we go. Let's go back, and we'll go to the phones and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, guys, it's Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, Jim. What's up, man?
Wanted to make sure I got in and wished you guys a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, sir. Much appreciated, and right back at you.
Thank you very much. I'm sure all the Motor Mouth listeners right now all want to know the answer to one question. What was on your wish list to Santa Claus for this year? Automotive related, of course.
Well, it starts with a C.
Right. And ends with an O.
And
it ain't CPO Sharky.
Oh, my God. You just pulled that.
I'm thinking Don Rickles. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I do a lot of word puzzles where there's letters missing. So in my mind, when I see letters,
right.
I kind of fill in.
Yeah, I was like, holy crap. I just, like, one part of my brain, like, right back here, just went like, damn. Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome.
Now I'm going to be thinking about that all day.
There you go. Just think of COPO. Then we'll switch to a Chevy theme.
And what about you there, Mr. Jim?
I'll tell you what, there was one thing I saw, and our good friend Lou Santiago demonstrated this when he was out at SEMA. Have you guys seen this thing, the Quick Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I saw that, and I was like, ooh, that would be the perfect addition to my garage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are very cool. You know what I mean? And let's face it, especially as we get a little older and wider, rolling around on the ground is not really an option anymore. You know what I mean? So, like,
oh, believe me, I know what you mean.
Things like lifts and stuff like that really make a big difference. So, you know, working like a gentleman as opposed to, like, having to visit the chiropractor or the emergency room after doing something simple as, like, say, a tire change or an oil change is a real plus.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, and I'm thinking along the lines of the wagon where it's like, man, I could do so much work, you know, with the car up and level like that.
Sure.
And I'm also thinking, hey, it'll fit under the wife's car, too, so I can start, you know, taking care of all the stuff she's nagging me about.
Well, you know, let's face it. There is stuff, especially as cars age. You know what I mean? There's more and more of it. That's the great thing about a newer car is that you have to, you can just kind of leave it and just call the, just kind of roll up to the dealer service department there.
I tell you, one of the things that's so easy and so simple and ridiculously, ingeniously simple that we've, a lot of us have taken to over the years are those foam kneeling mats.
Yes.
You know, I mean, what a difference to not have your knees on the concrete or any kind of hard surface. Or you go outside, like at the shop, sometimes you got to go out into the lot. And, you know, it could be rainy or had rained and muddy and whatever. Just to set the car up on the lift. We keep one right on the lift motor.
Right.
So, and you better put it back because if you don't, you know, you got to answer, where's that lift mat?
And it comes in real handy. The older you get, the less crunchy noises you get as you get to straighten up, let's face it.
Oh, absolutely.
I have a really good one. My good friend Andy, with the GTO and the Grand National.
Yeah,
he actually gave me one of them pool toy things, one of them like pool floaty things. There,
uh-huh.
It's nice and cushy. It doubles as like a you could like lay it across the. Laid across like the door, so like if you're working under a dashboard, so your back doesn't have like body by fissure.
Right, we talked about that a while ago. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, but let's face it, as you can't just do the stuff that you used to do when you were like in your 20s or even your 30s. You know?
Oh yeah.
Let's face it. But we'll have to see if we can fit the quick jacket to the sled for you.
Yeah, that'd be nice. It looks like it's not coming this year, but it might come as one of those things Santa forgot.
So all right.
Kind of hoping for that.
Good enough.
Ray, what about you, man? I didn't hear anything out of you.
No, well, you know, through the years, through the year, I've been back on the tool trucks. I've been buying tools that I need or want, but there's always stuff, you know. I mean, there's always those the things that are, you know.
He has his own chair on the Snap-on truck. Come on,
nice.
There's B-lift stuff, yeah, B-list stuff.
And Brian, the back Matco man, he's got his own. You actually have your own little shipping bin.
Yes, yeah.
You know,
Brian has me.
What do I want this week?
Brian has me on speed ship. He's got all my stuff just programmed in, and when I say, hey, Brian, these, boom, it comes out, and it's like, I don't even have to worry about it. It's just he knows how to ship it and charge for it, and everything is cool. But, yeah, there's always those things that you don't see. There's, you know, I've been seeing on the tool truck now, there's a lot of stuff that's aimed for, like, obviously the dealership and body shop guys, being like slimline and extra long and extra shallow sockets and driving bits, you know, stuff that you just can't get the regular one in.
Yeah, the more and more cars, they're just like impossible to get a regular socket in there.
And I said to my tool guy Thursday, I said, you know what? I said, this stuff, I don't need this. I'm not working on that stuff. I need the regular tool. So I did buy a set of 3/8, very short, metric and American sockets, and the ratchet was a very thin handle. It's like they took a round handle and they put it in forged and fire and squished it,
yeah,
because it was flat. I said, "Wow, you know what? This could be good. You know, I'll use this maybe up under the dash or, you know, some engine stuff."
But
that sounds cool.
Yeah, it's good.
Definitely. That's another reason why you have extensions and swivel sockets. So,
oh yeah.
Quick Macro Man shout out. He did ship me a couple of things I bought off of him offline, and he sent me the Macro Thug setup.
Okay.
And I just don't do it as well as you do, Ray.
Well, yeah. What are you going to do?
Jim, let's face it, there's some of us are not going to look particularly fearsome. Ray can be scary when he wants to be, but Jim, you're just a nice guy and it always shows through.
Get me when I'm tired. I'll be pretty fearsome. You know, there's been some nights on plane in traffic where I'm just like, oh my God, I don't want to go to sleep.
By the way, we missed you on Thursday.
Yeah, I was out Christmas shopping with my daughter, so I was in the mall. But what you also miss, because you're one of the guys that has to leave at a respectable hour to get up to work. We do a second show on that show, and it's usually myself and Tori, Vince, Chassis John, and Brian is there a lot. And, you know, there's a couple other guys who come in and out, but we'll do another hour and a half, and it turns into the music/car show. So we really morph it into something different. So it's, and then I usually wake up. I get a second wind and I wake up. we got to start programming guests for that show. You know?
Ah.
Because the musician types are always around. All right, well, Jim, thanks for the call. We will look forward to another year of this fun and merriment.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Merry Christmas.
All right, thanks, Jim.
Bye.
So long. All right.
Our eye in the sky.
Absolutely. So okay,
checking in to wish us a merry and happy winter solstice related event here.
But on the gift front, and along back with what Mark was saying, you know, we've all bought, I know myself, I've bought some stuff. Listen, you're buying stuff, you can't not buy some stuff that was from China.
Right. No, it's impossible.
Electrically, I just got that kit that I showed you a few weeks ago of those relays that have the fuse built into them.
That's kind of cool.
I'm waiting to use. And I also got all the LEDs for my dash that are in my Pontiac off a Chinese lighting company. And the prices are just phenomenal. So there's that. This thing's flashing. Let's go back to the light and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from West Hempstead.
What?
Wishing you and Joe a very Merry Christmas. And
hey, man.
I've been listening to you since the beginning. Very informative, very unique show. I mean, I love it.
You know, Steve, I think you called us a few years ago, I think, maybe, no?
Yes, I called a few years ago, and I called this year a couple times. I don't call that often.
Okay, right.
Well, it's always good to hear from you.
Well, what are you working on or driving, Steve?
Nope, not at the moment.
What do you want to drive or work on?
I'm looking for a 34 Ford Coupe with suicide doors.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Excellent.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, One quick question. What was the name of that bumper music you just played? Santa's Toy Sack?
Toy Shack, that was. I'm sorry. You know what? Let me just double check it, because they do call it is Toy Sack. This is a guy named Bob Rivers, and he does all this. There's a number of these CDs. I got a bunch of them in front of me. It's all like Christmas parody stuff, and as you can tell, he did it like Weird Al, where he kept true to the real song, just changed the words. And these were all done for like holiday. There's Hanukkah stuff in there, and there's it's Hanukkah and Christmas pretty much. But yeah, look up Bob Rivers. You'll find it all over the place. He's very popular.
And I love you guys' selection of music. Beautiful.
Oh, thank
beautiful.
You.
Raise
all
the
right.
master when it comes to that, man.
Steve, let me ask you, are you more of a Jimi Hendrix, a Led Zeppelin, or an AC/DC fan?
Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin.
Or AC/DC.
A little bit AC/DC.
Okay. Well, coming up for you next, because we're going to take a break, is going to be, let me pot that down, pot this up, Jingle Hell's Bells by AC/DC, done by Bob Rivers. So stay tuned, and you can listen to that, dig on it, groove on it, and keep in touch. Call us more often.
Yeah,
Steve.
Man, call. Let us know what's happening out there.
Yeah, we'll be fantastic, man. Fantastic. All right, all the best, guys.
Thanks Steve.
Man. Take care.
Talk to you soon. All right, bye. All right, as promised, now we're at the bottom of the hour break. Joe, we're going to take another quickie. And
yes,
to set us up, Mr. Bob Rivers on 90.3 WHPC. Aha!
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday afternoon at 6 on Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities. An occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday afternoon at 6 on Revelations. Right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. Please stay tuned for Motormouth Radio on Sundays at 12 noon, every Sunday, exclusively on WHPC. Join the Motormouths, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Features, information, guest interviews, tech tips, and all your call-in questions on all topics relating to automobiles. And these guys know their stuff. In case you haven't heard this show, not only is it very informative, it is hilarious at times. A lot of call-ins and a lot of crazy people calling in with problems with their cars. And, okay, Joe and Ray offering their expert opinion on these things and doing it in a somewhat comical fashion.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
That's excellent.
There's your Motormouth Radio Christmas for you.
So much for sweet singing choirs.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing, Joe. If we, this show kind of, damn, these rosters really get in your way.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know, just like.
This beard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can't tell you what's in my teeth right now.
Just like Bronkin said, you know, the show's gone through a lot of phases and changes through the years, and boy, has it ever. And, you know, we this is one of them. We like to play around with our musical side because you and I both, you know, do...
We have ears.
we do. That's a good
point. We have ears, and we put stuff in them.
Right, right.
And, you know, elbows, but sometimes because it's physically impossible, we have to just go with each other's elbows in our ears, which makes for some pretty interesting photography when you're trying to do selfies.
Yes.
But we haven't let that out into the world yet.
What was even nicer was being able to give a listener, give Steve from West Hampstead his choice
yes!
of cover bands.
Look at that. We actually fulfilled the request. We turned it into like a cause. And, well, we've always been like a musically inclined car show. Now we're a car inclined musical show.
Pretty much.
But that's okay. You know what? Because they go together, because let's face it, most people, when they're driving their ride, their real ride, the music is cranked.
Absolutely.
Unless you're listening for a noise.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Let's listen to this noise. We'll go to the phones and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey guys, it's hey Macho Man Brian.
Hey Brian, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just want to wish you guys a happy holidays and hope you guys stay out of trouble.
Trouble?
We will.
What trouble?
Well, you know, in case we don't, we both have your number on speed dial to come bail us out.
Right.
Because we know you'll drive the Matco truck right up.
Yeah, pry bars, whiz wheels.
No problem. I'll bust you out. Don't worry.
There you go.
I love it.
Excellent. Excellent. So what was new on the truck this week for Christmas, Brian? Any specials?
Well, unfortunately, I fell behind and got behind the eight ball because of time, so I didn't really have anything super new, and unfortunately, just getting ready to close out the year.
Okay.
A fun time of inventory, which is always
that's a lot of fun.
Wow, wow.
I've done that gig, yeah.
Yeah, it's no fun, and I'm still trying to put it off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
of course.
Do you run like end of year reports to see you know, sales figures and get data on how the year was? What the you know?
Oh kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
And I, like I said, trying to get started for my accountant because I know that I'll be getting a phone call saying, "Hey, where's the info?" So it's a never-ending process.
And then you still got to try and figure out how to fit up little wedges of time in there that now that everybody's been busting your berries over it to get some work done on that Mustang.
Oh, hey, man, I know. The poor thing sitting over there with a sad puppy dog look said, fix me.
Right, right.
Maybe one day.
Right.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. When you actually got to work to make the money to do the project, then you don't have time to do the project.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it never ends.
You
but like I said, we were lucky. We used to have Bob Rivers, you know, on 98 Rock, which was one of our radio stations here back in the day. So we heard all those.
Oh, yeah.
He had a morning show, so that's where he, in the early days, that's where he started. So.
Yeah, that's probably where he got sprungboard from. Yeah, I remember hearing it in the 90s. That's where I heard it up here on New York radio, and then they mentioned it, and I went out and found it in like Tower Records when we had a music store, you know?
Right.
But something that Jim mentioned, the Christmas list, you know, Automoblog, our good friends Carl Anthony and his crew at Automoblog put out a Car Guys Christmas List article, which we linked on the Motor Mouth Radio website, so guys can go there and check for you know, there's always last minute or late gifts that you get for people, and
that's right,
as well as the blog articles and our videos that we've been putting up and all of our cool stuff, our newsletter. So yeah, I just have to mention that. Yeah.
You never know, I can air freight a set of screwdrivers for the missus. You know, it always looks good under the Christmas tree.
There you go.
Hey, you know what?
I'd hang them from
maybe
the tree.
She'd share them.
Yeah.
I love it.
Might get you in the doghouse if you
send
the wrong stuff.
Well, then also put in a couple of pry bars so we can get out of the doghouse through the back if we have to. You know what I'm saying?
A drill driver or you know, a little bit of C4 and not the Corvette type.
Battery driven whiz wheel.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's great. So, were you guys all happy this week, Brian? Were they having their Christmas parties and all? They come out to the. Sometimes that's good. They come out to the truck and it's like, hey, the tool guy's here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like I said, I unfortunately, like you said about gaining weight, because you kind of walk in about. And on everybody's Christmas party, so you're always eating all day long. And I will go out tomorrow, Monday, Christmas Eve, and that's to wrap up on the invasions on the parties and so forth.
Right.
So
yes,
I do get to eat a lot.
And I gotta say, people should check you out. Look up Hey Matco Man on Facebook or Instagram, because like Rob, this last week, I didn't get to see it because I wasn't on the show on Thursday night, but you had shaved your beard, you're down to that nice big burly mustache, and again, you morphed yourself again, you shaved the face, but by next week, you're going to have a full beard.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I'm there now, so unfortunately, I hate shaving, and I do it once in a blue moon, and I wish you could just freeze it, you know what I'm saying, so it doesn't grow, but...
Right, right. Well, the good thing is, once the beard is there, all you have to do is trim it, you know.
That's true.
So that's not bad. That's now your back. That's another story. We're not going to help you with that. That's you're on your own there.
Yeah.
You know. That's for the Batco man. You gotta go to the day spa for that one.
Yeah. See, that is some very flexible friggin' trimmers there.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody makes those just yet. But yeah,
well, you can go to the battery powered section. Even at Harbor Freight, they have the battery powered bush trimmers. Crop it down. Whatever.
Yeah, just stand. Make sure you don't stand too close.
Right. So, very good.
That's great, man. Have a lot of people like wives, girlfriends, or whatever showed up and gotten gifts for your regular customers?
Yeah, this year wasn't as normal. I will admit this year was a little bit off. But like I said, I had gift certificates, and I every once in a while we'll get a strange text saying, my husband needs this, and I'm like, and who's this?
Right.
Well, I'll make sure I give it out right. But like I said, it does work, and hopefully. Around here, at least, things kind of pick up. It's been a little slack here the last couple months. So
Yeah,
the car business has been kind of iffy up here, too. Yeah, you know what I mean? It usually, we go, hell's bells right to, maybe a week before Christmas. But this year, it tapered off a lot sooner. So
yeah.
It ain't just you, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Well, I talk to a lot of, there's over 1,800 distributors. And I talked to quite a few all over the United States, and it's really amazing. And, like I said, it's just part of the business. Mm-hmm. You roll with the punches and keep going. You got to get up and go to work.
Well, that's it.
That's it. You guys...
Giving up is not an option.
Tool guys, that's a tough business, and you guys are in it for longevity. You're not in it for the quick hit, because you're not gonna do it that way. You got to... Slow and steady wins the race, and it's building customers and building alliances and selling a good product. That's what works. That's what does it.
That's it. You named it. And like I said, I tell all the new guy, it's always great seeing a new guy, and then he has that deer in the look face,
Yeah.
And he's like, what the hell that just happened? And you say, dude. It's not going to happen overnight.
Right. Give it some time.
But,
you got to take the peaks and the valleys, everything, the good with the bad, the whole nine yards. All those, those things, they all play true, all those things. So.
But like I said, just want to let you guys know, you guys put on an awesome show. I appreciate it. And you guys have a great Christmas, and can't wait till next year. Maybe we can get together.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, Brian.
You're on, bro.
Same to you and your family. Kiss those girls and your wife, and have a good time, and don't eat too much. Be like us. Try and keep it in the realm of realism.
Yeah, right.
Listen, I got a lasagna.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna be putting my annual holiday lasagna together. I make a few during the year, but they have been like 16 pounds, 15 pounds in the past. So, woofah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture.
When's that going big? I might have to stop by.
We already got the sauce and the meatballs are done. It's simmered once. I think I'm going to do that probably tomorrow. That'll be tomorrow.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I just gained 3 pounds.
I know. Just thinking about it, you do. I know. All right, Brian. All the best, brother. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, take
care. You guys take care. See you. Thanks,
Brian. That is Hey Matco Man.
Yeah.
Out of Delaware. Yeah. Joe, we also have to say that on the station, you could, if you have a bent for... different types of music. You
call me
to.
Ben?
No, well, yeah.
Okay.
you can listen to La Mezcala Latina Thursdays at 8 p.m. There you go. The show puts the spotlight on Latino artists in Latin pop, Latin urban, reggaeton, bachata, merengue, salsa, and more. They focus on the current hits, but also throw in some throwbacks. Toasted in Spanglish.
Now I'm a throwback.
Listen,
all right.
It's
Spanglish.
Well, you'll know this. It's hosted in Spanglish by Genesis Vega.
Oh, yeah.
Now you remember.
Yeah, she and my son there had on the news show there.
So tell Mike
cool. She's
doing her own show Thursdays at 8.
I got to let him know that.
That's an hour before playing in traffic. So let's go back here and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths. Hi, Cole.
Hey, how you doing? It's Steve K from Revelations. Merry Christmas.
Whoa, Steve. Stevie,
up,
how
man?
You doing, brother?
How
good to
doing?
Hear from you.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for always playing my promo and, plugging the show.
Yeah.
And I have to say, you guys do a great, great job every single time.
Right back at you, brother.
Keep talking. I'll get another promo out of it.
Yeah, I got to change that one a little bit, I think.
What? Yeah, it's, it, yeah. I just went for the live read, so it was always those are always cool.
Yeah.
But, Steve, you're doing your show this this coming week on Monday?
Well, no, tomorrow I pre-record it.
Okay.
Right.
But if you tune in, you're going to hear some great stuff, I'm telling you. Tooting my own horn there.
Sounds
but,
good.
You're going to hear some phenomenal Christmas Eve music.
It seems to be nothing out of the ordinary for you, man.
I have to say,
Thank you very much.
I gave Steve a call last week, and I told him that the week before he did a show, and I actually was writing notes of albums and artists, and I took it to the record store to find what he was playing, because, you know, people say I have a broad musical palette. Well, Steve's is like up over me somewhere, so I get turned
up. Listen, man, if you ever need anything, I can definitely like put stuff together for you. If you want to make a list and check it twice, you can put a list together, and I'll be happy to get the songs for you, no problem.
Very cool. Appreciate that, Steve. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we got to get you. We got to get together, get you in the studio one of these days. We'll do a little motor mouthing.
Yeah.
Yes, I know you extended the invitation last time. I appreciate that. Maybe one day I'll come in and sit and not talk about cars so much, but talk about music.
Sure.
Hell yeah, you're on.
All right, Steve.
Steve, thank
Merry
you so
Christmas,
much, man.
Guys.
Thank Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Talk to you soon. Take
talk
care.
To you soon.
All right, so long.
Howie, you listening?
Right.
Okay, the phone's clear. Dial
well,
now,
we
Howie.
We're going to take our last break. Tell Howie to listen.
Well, wait a minute, then do it.
Yeah, I'm going to start this off with a little drumming, because I brought the sticks. I know you brought the bass. We're going to get to that, but do a little drumming here, and we'll be back in a couple minutes on Motormouth Radio, 90.3 WHPC.
At 12 o'clock today, Sunday, Motormouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, talking about cars. And like I said, you don't have to know anything about cars to enjoy the show. People watch cooking shows, don't know how to cook. People watch those home repair shows, they don't know how to fix anything. So Motormouth Radio is the same thing. Think about it that way.
This program is brought to you by the NYCB Theater at Westbury, who welcomes Cheap Trick on Saturday, March 2nd at 8 p.m. More information can be found online at thetheateratwestbury.com.
What are all these birds doing here at the radio station?
They're just tweeting.
They're kind of loud.
They'll stop soon. They're about to hit 140 characters.
Huh?
Oh, that's a good one. I'm retweeting that.
Oh, no, not again.
You gotta like that.
That tweeter just tweeted all over the equipment.
Do you or do you not know about the bird?
Join the conversation on Twitter. Find us at 903-WHPC.
I'm not cleaning that up.
Hey, what's your big idea?
That's 903-WHPC on Twitter. From the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Yeah, I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. We're doing the swing thing today, Joe. The bass is sounding great, brother.
Yeah,
let me tell you, you really got
stand,
that.
That dusted off the stand-up for that one.
Yes. Let's stand up to the phone and go back and say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
Hi, this is Jonathan. I have a 93 Crown Vic, and my check engine light is on, and nobody has the tool to see what it is.
Oh, boy. Yeah, 93, that's OBD1. That's what they used to call EEC4, EEC4.
Right.
Actually, what you could do there, you need a... there are scanners that could do that, you know, that they were made back in the day that could handle. They have the connector for that. That's that funny looking.
Can't you also link, you know, jump the ALDL and count the flashes?
Well, no, there's no ALDL.
Oh,
there's what they call the VIP connector, which is under the hood.
What is that, a sensor, maybe?
Well, okay. First of all, check engine lights in vehicles like that come on for slightly different reasons than the newer cars. But there is a connector that you can, if somebody's got the right scanner, or you could actually jump it to, you could jump two pins, of course, it's kind of hard to describe on the radio. You could actually jump two pins on the connector, turn the key on, and you could blink the codes out. you know, in like kind of that Morse code-ish type of thing
right,
there.
Right.
Basically, though, in 1993, how's the car run?
It runs good. Yeah, I had in mind going to Pennsylvania, but it's Allentown. I don't know if that's a good idea.
It's a bit of a hole there, yeah. I mean, generally, yeah, because, you know, even back then, check engine lights could come up for multiple reasons. And okay. I would definitely, you know, and especially Fords in those years, what would happen is they would only come on if the car was really PO'd about something. In other words, like, you know, the GM cars, you know, of that day, the light would come on just because they were having a bad hair day. The Fords, something really had to be out of line. So, yeah, I would definitely want to think about getting that checked.
Don't go on a long trip, right?
Well, yeah, it's probably something relatively minor. You know what I mean? Maybe like a clogged up EGR valve or something like that. But, you know, since you're not going around the block, I would definitely recommend that you have it looked at, you know what I mean?
Because it comes on, then it's not on, and then it comes back on again.
Right, yeah. In those days, you know, the newer cars, OBD2, once the light comes on, it stays until somebody looks at it, clears it, diagnoses it, whatever. The older vehicles, the light would come on and off with the fault.
Okay.
Was it when you were driving down the highway, let's say, or something like that?
Yes.
Right.
Hey, you know, Pat just told us he just spent a lot of money on the Snap-on Zeus, and he says, trust me, it'll scan it.
Yeah?
I guess I saw that on a truck. You know, Mikey was going to take a demo and drive a demo for like a week or two.
A Zeus.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a nice tool.
Yeah, but you know what? There are guys out there that still have that tool.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know,
I'm going to look around. I might find somebody. Thank you for your information.
Giannis, you're in Manhattan, right, Giannis?
Yes, I'm on the Upper West Side.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't recommend anybody up there because I don't know anybody in Manhattan.
Right.
I still have my Oldsmobile, the 66 Dynamic 88.
Yes.
That doesn't have a computer.
Good, and this car is much newer and it doesn't run too good.
Right, right.
Really? Yeah, usually those Crown Vics are friggin' bulletproof.
Yeah.
You know, what you might, depending... Manhattan is usually like a car desert. You're lucky to find a gas station.
But you find those little guys in shops that are like, you know.
Yeah. Or I would say a trip over to 59th Street Bridge in the Long Island City.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that
would.
I'll
do that.
Yeah, that's definitely.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
Okay, Jonathan.
Have a nice holiday, all of yours.
Thank you.
You too, sir. Thank you so much for the call.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jonathan. Bye-bye. Yes, Jonathan. People always get thrown when they hear him call, but Jonathan's been calling us for a few years.
Yeah, he's come up with quite a few classics over there.
And he does. He keeps his old stuff going, which is great. And, you know, doesn't necessarily always work on it himself, but he, you know, he's...
There are people out there that could still deal with OBD1.
Yeah,
they're out there. And we're not and I include myself, are not necessarily dinosaurs.
Right.
Yeah, you know, except that somebody's going to have to blow the dust off of that scan tool.
Yeah.
It's either that or you got to jump the. Let's see. Help me, John Rogers. Help me. The STO and the STI in that connector. And then what it does is it blinks out. You can stick a test light, you can watch the check engine light in the dashboard.
Right.
And it actually flashes codes a la GM of that same era.
Okay.
You know, so.
Yeah.
It is doable. You know, it is something you can come out with.
That's one of the things we've talked about in smaller groups is, like, you know, everything old is new again. Thursday night, they were talking about on Plane and Traffic, you know, how cars, what's coming around again. Of course, wagons are coming around again, and you know, the different, the second and third line cars that are now becoming popular. And Lou had mentioned Beautel Rivieras, which, you know, I had one of them and loved it.
Oh,
You either loved it or hated it. There were two camps. I loved it. I still have parts of it at home. So now they're getting really hot. And the square body C10s and Tahoes, those things.
I did not love them things.
Are huge, you know, and who knew? I mean, they just went to the crusher years ago. But actually, I've been asked to do an interview with Mr. Carl Anthony from Automoblog about something like that. He wants to interview me, believe it or not, Joe, so I may tap you for some answers, too.
Okay.
About how the newer generation of car guys and gals, how are they, like, what are they, their take on muscle cars, old and new, and, you know, what do we think they're going to go, like...
That would be interesting, because, you know, with us, it's part of our DNA, whereas to them, they could see it from a different angle, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, we're gonna play with that one a little bit.
And there's still them older cars out there, as I put up on that Facebook post and Instagram post.
That was the best. That
83 Buick, man.
Well, not only that, but what you posted on Facebook last week, The Trans Ams and the formulas, that post.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the number one leading post for us, because I saw the demographic on it. That thing was like leading the pack for two weeks. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was a gorgeous car. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, you know, at some point or another, any of us of that age aspired to having one of them cars at some point.
Well, that was the thing. You know,
especially after walking out and smoking the Bandit.
I knew a lot of guys who just couldn't get in them comfortably. They just didn't fit.
Yes.
You and I fit in those cars quite well.
Yeah, that's one thing about not being a big galoop. It's right. you could fit much better, but
I feel very at home in that as opposed to a pickup truck, say. So
yeah, well, then again, that's why there's like Chevelle, Monte Carlo, GTO guys, you know, right. What I mean, because they're big comfy cars.
Yeah
let's face it.
Yeah, which weren't considered big cars of the day, you know. That was the thing, they were considered intermediary, you know. They weren't a big car today. But yeah, so all sorts of good stuff floating around. And I can't believe, you know, we do have one more show left to this year, and then we're going to be you know, people ask me, well, what do you got planned for next year? Like, I'm trying to figure out what I got planned for today, you know?
Yeah, really. I mean, not for nothing, but, you know, sometimes it comes at you fast and furious, and there's no way of knowing, so you just got to be able to think on your feet.
Our mantra has always been, you know, we always try to line up some good guests and get good guest talent on the show to talk about what they do and educate. And we have a few coming up. Kevin Tates from the Paint Education series.
Yes.
He's supposed to come on with us into the new year.
That sounds interesting.
They just had on Plane and Traffic Amanda and, what's her husband's name? From Iron Resurrection.
Oh, yes, right.
They're supposed to come on with us as well. Joe Martin, the Martin brothers. So we'll, again, we have quality entertainment and education stuff. And I'm going to use CD1 this time, Kim, something I don't usually do. A little on-air direction here.
Yeah.
And, but our fallback is, as people know and can see, if we don't have something like today where
we just talk to ourselves.
We'll try and put it out there ourselves. And,
right.
Yeah, you know, we usually have a deep enough pool between us to dive into.
And we wear silly hats.
And we wear silly hats and say silly things and do crazy things.
Yeah.
I tell
you. And without you callers.
Oh, the callers, actually, that's something Chris always said. The callers make the show. And,
right.
And he was right about that. You know, because we could talk all day, but we're just talking.
A sage man, that Mr. Switzer.
Yes, he is. He still is.
Yes.
And I tell you, we got a little treat for the listeners going out today because, like I said, you got a little taste of the drum kit before, but I know you got that bass over there.
Yeah, let me just plug this in. Okay,
we're going to let you rock it out and kick off the last song, the going out song.
Oh, okay.
And again, we love this swing stuff. We love to play our jazz and swing. We're rock guys, but, you know, yeah. You know, we love our rock and swing and jazz, too. So that's a little teaser coming up in a couple of minutes. We still have a few.
So if anybody's still got anything they want to sneak in under the wire there, you know, I'm just trying to think. I got to find out who in Long Island City still got something. Maybe we'll let Jonathan know.
You know what? Brian sent, as you see, Brian just sent the thing for it's a GM code retrieval key. Right, this was the cheapest tool on the truck at $3.75.
Oh, yeah, I love that thing. As a matter of fact, that's not just GM, if I'm not mistaken. The other more widely spaced ones do other vehicles.
This is a 3-in-1 trouble code tool for late model GM vehicles, retrieves vehicle trouble codes.
Oh, for the
ECM ABS, right.
Yeah, now I remember.
And, so that's, you can always make one. Let's take the last...
Paperclip.
Call, let's go quick. Say hello, you're on with the Motor Mouths, and make it quick.
Hi, guys. Tom from Massapequa. Great
show.
Hey, Tom.
Thank
you guys. How come you don't tell Yanis to go to a Ford dealer? Aren't they obligated to have stuff like this?
No.
For 93? No.
Hell no. No. As a matter of fact, in my experience, most dealer techs these days, anything more than, say, 5-7 years old, is as much a dinosaur to them as a lot of the other guys. So, no. Unless you happen to have a guy that maybe, is still hanging on for retirement, that's not really going to cut it. Those tools, Ford's about eight tools down the line from that code retrieval system.
Yeah, that's old school for them.
Okay. Well, thank you for the insight, because I just figured, you know, they would be responsible for that.
Nah. They're done. No. Buy a new car.
All right, Tom, we got to run. We're at the end. We got to wrap it, and we got to go and think about lasagnas and stuff. So
yeah,
thank you, guys.
I got to go wash my beard.
Thanks, Tom. So long.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. I tell you, that was a, what a bad. I tell you, you know, we used to judge our shows by the amount of callers.
Yeah.
If we do that today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
we
6,
hit the mother load.
9. We got 9. That is a lot for us.
That's a lot, man.
So we're gonna go out and we'll be back next week. We'll talk about
the New Year stuff
and we'll whatever that's gonna be.
I am not dressing like a baby. Okay?
Good idea.
Right now, I'm telling you that not happening.
Leave the diapers for home.
Thank you so much.
But we will be back, and like I said, we do look forward to coming back into the new year and starting 2019. It's going to be at least as much, if not more, fun as this year was, because you know the fun and frolic never seems to stop. The topicality rolls on, and yeah, we get into some crazy stuff.
You can't stop us. I mean, you know, we're just incorrigible. You know.
All right, fire up the kit. Let's go. We're out. Mouth Radio
on WHPC.
Play it, Joe.